This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn at 644. Philadelphia students are headed back to school, or at least a version of it. Virtual learning is to be the new normal for students in the School District of Philadelphia. By May, assignments are supposed to be graded. And what of this new normal? What do parents want it to look like? WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt spoke to families about their hopes, concerns, and expectations for this unprecedented learning experiment.
When Philadelphia canceled classes in mid-March, Fairmount mom Andrea Clark thought she had a plan.
We came out like gangbusters. You know, the first day I was like, we're going to have this schedule, and I wrote it out, and it lasted for about 2 days.
Clark has four kids who attend three schools in three different parts of the city. Keeping all of them on task at once has been tough.
Part of it's me. Like, I'm not a very structured mom, so this is very challenging for me.
Her oldest is 13 and started tuning out when she realized her work wasn't being graded. Her youngest is 6.
I can maybe get him to sit down for an hour and a half over the day, and he keeps asking when recess is. I couldn't imagine being a kindergarten teacher. Like,
That pause right there, that how does anyone possibly do this pause, it sums up how a lot of Philadelphia parents feel right now. Take West Philadelphia mom Temma Wright. She has two boys.
They're all over the place. They're going to the kitchen every so often, getting snacks. Like, hello, how many times have you eaten?
Wright works from home. Internet access is not a problem. And her sons go to a middle school that gives all students their own laptops at the beginning of the year. Compared to many, she's in great shape. But it's still been tough without clear guidelines around how each day is supposed to look.
I really would love to see predictable structure and consistent structure.
That word structure came up a lot. Parents say they and their kids need a new routine to get out of this weird transition period and back into learning. That's especially important for Yvette Gordon, whose fourth grade son has autism.
With autistic children, the key to them is keeping them on a schedule.
There are certain parts of her son's schedule that are going to be difficult to replace. For instance, at school, he gets help from an occupational therapist who teaches him how to hold things like scissors and pens. At school, there's a whole team of people who help to get him on track. Now, it's up to Gordon.
It's hard enough to get him to sit down and actually do his homework. Sometimes he has a breakdown and he'll cry for an hour. You know, I don't like putting him through that.
The school district says it will meet the needs of every special education child, quote, as feasible. However that looks, Gordon hopes it's enough support to make sure her son can actually use his new district-provided laptop.
Success for me would be if my son would just not give me any problems to go online and do school and everything would go great, but that would be success for me.
While this transition has been bumpy, Gordon and other parents say they're sympathetic to their teachers, their schools, and even the school district.
You know, they was playing it by ear. I get that. But still, okay, now we're here. You know, you can't just think about the normal students. You have to think about all of them in a whole.
So how do you think about every student in a district of 130,000 kids? There's no easy answer. The district has purchased laptops for students who need them, and left most of the teaching and learning details to individual schools. As for parent expectation, there seems to be a common baseline. They want routine and predictability, assignments with due dates, daily check-ins that actually happen daily. Again, Andrea Clark.
Yeah, I just wish things would go back to normal.
Clark's husband recently lost his job, and her work as a contract physical therapist has dried up. It's a frustrating, surreal time for the family.
Every night I look at my husband and I go, tomorrow we have nothing.
Perhaps online school will be something, a dot on that otherwise empty calendar. Clark says it would be a start. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.